Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Now, if you'll just join in with us and sing and pray and follow along in God's Word, worship Him, lift Him up, certainly by the time this service is coming over, you'll feel near to God and your soul will be blessed. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Well, we've been singing that for a long time. Comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Our word of God to begin today's broadcast service comes from 1 Kings 19, beginning with verse 11. And after the wind and earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. You might ought to be listening in a world where there's so much clamor, in a world where there's earthquakes, and in the world where there is fires. But just remember, after the fire, a still, small voice. We sang earlier, a few broadcasts ago, He whispers sweet peace to me. God's voice is not always something that will shake the earth like an earthquake, or God's voice is not always something that is flaming like a fire. Sometimes His voice is just still, and He whispers sweet peace to you. However the Lord decides to speak to you, whether it's a voice of thunder that shakes the earth or a still small voice, be listening for the voice of God. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So let's be paying attention to the voice of the Lord and be very, very attentive. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. All right, we're going to take the Redback Church hymnal, page 365. Let's sing together on No, Not One. All of you join in with us.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like Him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that He is not near us. No, No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark that His love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will He refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Hallelujah. And turning to the Word of God for our precious promise, before we pray, Ephesians chapter 15, verse 13, Thou in Thy mercy hast led forth the people which Thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them into Thy strength unto Thy holy habitation. Praise God. God's people are a redeemed people. And He in His mercy has led forth the people which has been redeemed. He has guided them in strength unto His holy habitation. It pays to follow Jesus. Because of His mercy, He leads us. We have been redeemed. In Revelation, the saints are going to sing the song of the redeemed. He has guided us in strength. Where has He guided us to? A holy habitation. Let's call on Him today. Father, we thank You today for Your guidance. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your strength. We thank You for redemption. We thank You for Your holy habitation. We just want to thank You, Lord, over and over again. Sometimes, Lord, the list is so lengthy that we may not can name everything that we're thankful for. Though, Lord, the song says, as we have told You many times before, I want to thank You again. Help us to be a thankful people. Lord, I just pray for each one today. You'll stir our hearts and draw us near to You. Should there be someone in our audience today, Lord, that needs You as his or her Savior, I pray You'll speak to their hearts. And may this be the day, Lord, when someone finds You as his or her Savior. May this be the day, Lord, when someone repents of sin. May this be the day, Lord, when someone finds the peace that passeth all understanding. Lord, I pray that You'll deal with sinners and convict them and show them the way of holiness and righteousness. Father, bless the furtherance of this service. Hear every prayer that's being prayed today. Minister and meet every need, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, Jesus all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. And I'll give you contact information toward the end, so please stay tuned. Lord, let me feel your spirit one more time.
Discouraged and the mountains in my way, I know I must start searching to find a brighter day. Then stand beside me, Jesus, to assure me I am thine, and let me feel your spirit one more time. Oh, let me feel your spirit one more time. Reassure me, Lord, that I am thine. And if I should ever doubt that you're going to bring me out, then let me feel your spirit one more time. Here I am, a target for Satan's fiery darts. But I'll work my soul until the day with God I've made a start. Although my works are meager, I still want my light to shine. And let me feel your spirit one more time. Toiling's ended and I've turned my face toward home, then stand beside me, Jesus, so that I'm not alone. When at the river's bank I stand and hear those heaven bells chime, then let me feel your spirit one more time. Let me feel your spirit one more time. Reassure me, Lord, that I am thine. And if I should ever doubt that you're going to bring me out, then let me feel your spirit one more time.
Well, I hope you'll include that in your next prayer. Let me feel your spirit one more time. You've been worshiping us on the daily broadcast of the Power of Pentecost. Our ministry is listener-supported, and we invite you to support us with your prayers. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with the Power of Pentecost, enclose it in a letter. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online, hear the service, and contribute on the front page with your debit or credit card. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost.
Let me feel your spirit one more.